welcome, sir. Okay, our first item is subdivision 2004-17, Hopkins Pettyjohn, Route 9, revised condition.
This is a request to amend one of the conditions of approval for the villages Ridmill Pond North and South. The developers are requesting that the condition that requires walking paths, as shown in figure 9.1 of the exhibit booklet submitted during the public hearing, be deleted. The reason for that request was because some of the trails crossed individual lot lines. There are representatives here on behalf of this request, and that this was denied by the commission on the December 12, 2007 special meeting.
Okay. Gentlemen, I would like to hear from the applicant, if for no other reason, to refresh our memories as to what transpired.
Absolutely.
That suit everybody? Okay, is there someone here representing?
There is, Chair.
Well, I believe the chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Thank you. My name is David Hutt. I'll introduce myself for those of you who may not recall. And I'm with the law firm of Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard, representing the developer for the project, ADC Builders. There is a representative from the developer here with me, should you have questions. In addition, the engineering staff is here if there are any other questions that neither I nor the developer could answer. Just to bring everybody, I guess, up to speed as to where we are this afternoon, in June of 2004, this commission approved a 544-lot subdivision with 14 conditions. The condition that we're here on this afternoon is condition number 9, and it's that condition, the first sentence of which states, the network of sidewalks, nature trails, boardwalks, pond walks, and bike paths shall be completed as shown in figure 9.1 of the applicant's exhibit book. The page immediately behind that page, I think they're going to show it to you, is a copy of that figure 9.1, and I'm assuming that most of you probably don't still have that with you, and I have individual copies that I could hand to each of you if you'd like to see an individual copy of it.
I think you and Ben were on the commission at that time, weren't you?
What year was it?
2004.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah, we were both here then.
Yeah, I'm saying just the two of you.
I think we're the only, yeah.
Yeah.
But what has transpired since the approval was granted is that the good news is that site work and infrastructure has begun to be installed out at the villages of Redmill Pond. This was done after, in August of last year, August of 2007, the subdivision plans were finally approved and then they were recorded with the recorder of deeds. The north community was recorded on August 1st, 2007, and the southern community was recorded on August 20th, 2007. One thing that's a little different than what was approved is you all had approved 544 lots, and it turned out that when the final site plan was drawn and recorded that there's 24 less lots. There's actually 520 lots, with 343 being in the northern community and 177 in the southern community. As they began the site work and infrastructure improvements, somebody at the developers group alertly realized that the recorded plan and the site work that was being done does not match exactly figure 9.1 that was in the exhibit notebook. This caused them to file this application to amend and modify condition number 9 in the approval. And understanding that in doing so, that the trails and walkway amenities were an important part of your approval process when you approved that, just so we're clear, the recorded plan does not have, there's five trails, this trail, this trail, this trail, and the southern community, these two trails. And as was indicated in the letter that was sent to the Planning Commission by the developer, these end up on some private property,
and the final site plan did not incorporate them in, and there was concerns about property and maintenance issues for those trails.
Again, as I started to say, recognizing the importance of these trails, the modified, the plan, if the commission approves to modify this, is to replace those trails. If we could see the other plan.
Yeah, but I think this is new information. I don't think this is what they said last time. Anyway, go ahead.
Is to replace those trails with a network of trails in this section. And in addition, in the southern community, which in the approved plans does not have a pool, they'd be seeking to put a pool with a clubhouse with the changing rooms at that lot that's shown there. And for the commission members' reference, we also have a smaller version of what you see on the board over there.
I don't think the clubhouse was mentioned the last time, was it? Last time we heard this?
I wasn't here for that one.
No one was present. Yeah, that's right. There wasn't anybody here. That's right. Okay.
That's why we turned it down.
More than anything else. Well, Mr. Johnson, I'm sorry, Mr. Trotter, you didn't interrupt you.
Basically, all I was going to offer, basically, I had just had a couple more comments to make. The developer, as soon as they recognized this, they filed this request to modify because they wanted to get this done and taken care of before any lots were sold, because obviously once lots get sold, this process becomes a lot more complicated.
Yes, it does.
And that's why we're here this afternoon. The request is that condition number 9 be modified so that those trails that were shown on figure 9.1 would now be accounted for as shown on the exhibit that was just handed out to you, and that the pool and clubhouse be added to the southern community. And they would propose that they would pull the permit for the clubhouse and pool on the southern community upon the issuance of the 49th building permit in the southern community. And with that, I stand ready for any questions that you may have from me.
Thank you.
As I'm looking at this, Mr. Hutt, as I'm looking at this, am I correct in that what you're looking to pull are the trails that are between the lots?
They're in people's backyards.
In people's backyard. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, five sets of trails. Between the lots is what it appears that you're pulling. And you've added some additional trails in the area to the, I guess that's northwest of the railroad tracks, the red, marked by the red section. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it appears as though and I believe there's another issue too with the boat ramp, and that there's not access to the pond. Am I correct?
That is correct. It turns out that the pond ownership is not, when the application was made, they thought that the pond was publicly owned and they could do that. It turns out there are some individuals who think that the pond is privately owned and that is not possible.
Turns out that the rent could be pretty high on that.
So besides the trails that are being requested to be pulled, you're also wanting to amend the the conditions concerning the boat ramp or the motorized boats, electric boats, whatever. Is that correct?
Yes. Well,
so the folks that would be buying into the community would be buying in knowing they did not have public access to the pond.
That's already been taken care of.
Yeah, that's been taken care of.
Okay, that's been taken care of.
Yeah,
okay.
That's already done.
And from my understanding of the preliminary work I've done on this project, or your request for changes, the one thing that is being proposed in lieu of the walking trails is, in fact, the pool and the clubhouse on the southern side of the railroad tracks.
That's correct. On the lot that's shown there. They actually were kind enough to draw the pool in.
I know, Mr. Johnson, that's been an issue for us on other subdivisions on either side of a road. The amenities are all on one side. That's a bigger issue
because of railroad tracks.
That's a significant improvement, I think, over the original plan.
There was discussion when this, Abbott and Mr. Langton, and both of you can attest to, about that, getting crossings of that right-of-way. They were looking, I think, and having trouble getting that ability for just that.
Makes them a little more self-contained and takes care of that problem.
The developer agrees. I mean, thinking that this is actually a superior plan to what was initially approved with the conditions. But again, the goal is to get this wrapped up before lots are sold.
Disparaging the commission of 2004, I would tend to agree with you.
But this plan was not available at that time. That's right.
So how many lots are being proposed in the southern section? Because the layout now looks to be different than what was originally contained here in 9-1. Is that something that we should be concerned with?
I didn't mean to interrupt. The southern section, as it was recorded and as you see on that plan, has 177 lots.
That's the same number.
Same number of lots.
Actually, I believe the number went down.
On the southern section?
I think he's going to get the number but it went down in both the north and the southern, because you approved 544.
That's right.
And we ended up with 520.
But some of those were on one side and some on the other?
Correct.
Okay, so it's left.
Are you deleting some open space from the original preliminary or final approval? On either side, using this document, it shows the trails going through open space, not just a trail.
Right,
and that's part of the difficulty of this is that there were those little stretches of open space type area that was in there, and so yes, the lot lines now extend so that the lots back up to each other perfectly. And that was where we were getting into the maintenance issues of those sections.
Well, let me ask a question. That open space in the preliminary plan was behind those lots and what the trails went through. Was that open space factored in the open space that was considered in the overall design of the subdivision? In other words, if you said you had 30% open space, was those five areas of open space included in that?
I'm certain that they would have been. I can tell you that as the that rendering, if you were to approve the modified condition, there would be 88 acres of open space, which is a little over 35% open space.
I mean, if you look at the middle, for lack of a better way to describe it, the middle trail on the upper development, that's got open space, but then it appears that if you go to the loop, the circle just to the southwest of that, there also was to be open space there that seems to have disappeared. And I'm just wondering if the overall result is to decrease the total amount of open space intentionally or not. I mean, it looks like that's where we ended up with, is less open space than what was proposed in the original layout.
Well, the only open space that would be going away would be that which was under the trails that are going to be eliminated. Is that right?
My reading of the preliminary plat was not only was there a trail, but there was also open space that the trail went through.
It looks like here.
I would just caution one thing, because this was the reason, as I recall, that it referenced that exhibit, is what should be driving this conversation is the preliminary site plan, not that exhibit, because that was the reason it referenced the exhibit in the first place, because those trails weren't shown on the preliminary site plan.
Well, that's what I don't know, is I don't have the preliminary in front of me, and I'm assuming that 9.1 represents the preliminary plat.
Well, apparently, there's some differences there. It does not, in fact, represent the preliminary plat. Is that right? What we're saying?
I have the exhibit notebook when this was originally presented, and obviously the acreage of the site hasn't changed. It's just over 250 acres. The total open space that's listed is 85.5 acres, and now we have 88 acres, and that may be some of those, maybe the lots that are now no longer part of it. There's actually been a slight increase in the overall open space. It's just been reconfigured.
They actually have more.
And in addition, the other thing, part of the difficulty that we presently have is that this 9.1 is not a fully engineered plan.
Right.
This is an artist conceptual plan of what this style of community would look like. And when Penn got put to paper, it was not as simple as that artist would have liked.
Well, I guess, just picking up on the point that you just made, what was approved by the Planning Commission? Typically, this is what's in a public hearing for consideration is a conceptual drawing.
I think the plan got recorded, though.
Yeah, no, and that...
That's the thing.
This is my recollection of the discussion that happened at that point, was that during the public hearing, reference was made during the presentation concerning paths.
Right.
And this is going off of 3 or 4 years memory. Because it is kind of unusual to reference Exhibit 9.1 in a commission motion. I don't think the commission had ever done that before. So that there would be some clarity as to what the commission wanted. I think it was Mr. Johnson's father who made the motion. It referenced this exhibit just to give some idea of the paths that were talked about during the public hearing. This was, I think, it was intended just to show pedestrian paths. I think that's true. And that's why I want to caution the commission. If you're going to start talking about what plans are, you need to be looking at the engineered preliminary site plan. This was just for instructional sake as to where the paths are supposed to be on that approval.
I don't think, gentlemen, it doesn't change the basic question that's in front of us. Do you want to change this conditional on the paths or not? You know, based on what's been proposed to us, and this seems to me to be a better arrangement than what we had before.
Wasn't there some concern between the north section and the south section, since there wasn't really a proposal for any kind of amenity as far as open space? Like
that's probably the thing that
discussed before
that impresses me the most about what's being offered is that they're actually solving another problem that we had reluctantly agreed to live with. And I think it's a better plan.
This is a cluster, right? With lot size of about 7,500 square foot lots,
yes,
typically.
That's Mr. Chairman, if I might, if the commission were to so act favorably on the, and I'm just, as you say, one of five on this motion to delete or amend that condition of approval, couldn't we, since we have a exhibit 9.1 that's not an engineered drawing, just make that motion, if it were favorable, to say that the developer would be in compliance with all the other open space ratios or conditions of approval, or is that redundant and it's a given that they
do
that?
I don't think it's a problem, because apparently it isn't an issue. They have, they're telling us they have more open space now than they have before. So to simply require that they do what they originally proposed would kind of I appreciate your concern.
I think this is superior then to what the 2004 commission probably approved.
And, question, Mr. Chairman, is then how do we address the issues in terms of the final approvals that were granted for phase one and phase two? Is that impacted by what's before us today?
I think what they would need to do is come back with a revised final site plan for approval by the commission showing where the paths are and aren't, and I guess where the
Right. What they need to, what we need to do is, if we act favorably on it, is they will need to come back with an engineered plan for us. That is the real deal. Actually, what they're going to do, and will be the recorded, you know, will be the recorded plan.
On the plan that was recorded, they listed all the conditions.
Right.
It's not.
It's not that
it wasn't.
Right. It was not that it wasn't addressed. It was on there.
All 14 or 17 conditions were listed.
Yeah, and.
What plan is recorded? This one?
No. No.
Neither.
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 It's the preliminary site plan.
Neither one.
Right. It'd be the preliminary site plan, taking into account all the agency comments as engineered and approved by the commission.
What'll happen is,
with the comments on it, including that reference.
If we approve this, there will be another plan submitted. That will become the record plan. Is that correct? Okay.
So they would need to come back with a revised final.
They're going to have to come back. Yeah, they're going to have to come back for a site plan. So, I mean, it shouldn't be a complicated process.
You're approving conceptually.
Back,
if
you
approve it would be conceptually, for the, and then for them to bring back the final plan.
Sure is, yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll make this as muddy as that pond is. Concerning subdivision number 2004-17, Hopkins Pettigen subdivision, my motion is that we grant the requested amended condition of approval in the villages of Red Mill Pine, and that the five internal trails as shown in Exhibit 1 would be stricken. And that the this is as a approved as a concept, and that the applicant come back to the commission with a revised final site plan showing the deletion of these trails and the addition of the pool and clubhouse in the southern section of the project.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised conditions for subdivision 2004-17, Hopkins Pettigen on Route 9, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.